Memory is a funny thing. Two people witness the same incident. One person remembers it, the other swears it never happened. For example, when I was in sixth grade, I wanted to join the Boy Scouts. They were forming a new troop at my school, and all my friends were joining. The recruiter at the Friday assembly promised snappy uniforms, overnight camporees, hiking and canoeing, all sorts of nifty stuff. We'd get to carry Boy Scout canteens, Boy Scout mess kits, Boy Scout pocket knives, wear jaunty hats, bright shoulder patches, show off impressive merit badges for wood lore and survival craft. The only hitch was that all that neat paraphernalia cost money. And with six kids, money was always tight in our house. I remember I buttonholed my dad right after supper. I figured on a full stomach, he'd be in a more pliable mood. "Dad," I asked casually, "is it okay if I join the Boy Scouts?" Hardly looking up from his evening newspaper, he said, "Don't be silly. What would you want to join the Boy Scouts for?" And that was that. No discussion, no reasons given, no appeal. I had been prepared to list all the numerous advantages of being a Boy Scout, how it would probably strengthen my character, make me more self-reliant, teach me to be at home in the woods, train me in first aid, reinforce those crucial adolescent friendships. But no soap. In an instant, my dad had trashed my dreams of scouting glory. I stood there next to his chair, deflated as he ignored me. I knew it was futile to press him. I was years away from having the eloquence to convince him of anything. My dad excused himself and went into the den to turn on Walter Cronkite. To this day, the offhand way in which he passed judgment rankles, probably because it was so offhand. He didn't miss a beat between the bundt cake and the evening news, didn't pause or ponder, didn't consider my point of view or ask any questions to determine how serious I was, how much it meant to me, how we might manage to pay for it. For decades, whenever I saw my dad, I brought this up. It became a sort of an ongoing joke between us, except it was not entirely a joke, at least on my part. In my heart of hearts, I knew I could have been an Eagle Scout. But till the day he died, my dad was convinced I'd made the whole thing up. "You never wanted to be a Boy Scout," he'd insisted. "Or if you did, I never heard about it." But he was wrong. I remember because almost as soon as the other boys got their uniforms, they went on a weekend camping trip out to Bacon's farm. The boy whose father owned the property was one of my friends, and he told me all about it later. There was a lot to tell. They camped in a stand of timber, hiked and fished all weekend, cooked over an open fire, slept in canvas tents, and sat up half the night reading comic books by flashlight and talking about their favorite TV westerns. Then, when they packed their gear to go home, they accidentally left behind a smoldering campfire. By the time the firefighters got it under control, the blaze had cleared about 3 acres of forest. Now, I know if I'd been along on that campout, if I'd been allowed to become a Boy Scout, I would have made sure that fire was doused correctly. I was a very responsible young man. Like I said, Eagle Scout material. There would have been no fire, no family court for those unlucky boys. Really, then, it was all my dad's fault.